Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
How are annuities taxed? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning.
I know that it's a big part of your life, and you were discussing it with Ted at length.
Well, we were having a little fun with you, but we want to know what.
Well, it is interesting. Well, good morning. You know, once you begin taking income from your retirement accounts, unless you opted for after tax distribution to a Roth account, you need to pay deferred income taxes on those distributions. If you invested within a variable annuity or a fixed index annuity, taxes on distributions can be a bit more complicated. With annuities, the IRS follows what's called LIFO, which means last in, first out. That means that when you take money out, the earnings, which haven't been taxed yet, will come out first, and they are taxed as ordinary income, as though you're getting a paycheck. Only after you've withdrawn the growth will you start pulling out from the original contributions, which aren't taxed again because they were made with after-tax dollars. In other words, that's what the premium you paid to buy the annuity. Well, here's where it gets a bit trickier. If you annuitize your contract, convert it to guaranteed lifetime payments, each payment is part earnings and part return of principal. The insurance company uses an exclusion ratio to figure out how much of each payment is taxable. This can soften the tax bite compared to lump sum withdrawals. Now, one more thing to keep in mind, taking money before age 59 and a half usually triggers a 10% IRS penalty on top of ordinary income taxes. That's why annuities, like most retirement tools, are best left untouched until you truly need that income and you're at least 59 and a half. Bottom line, distributions from annuities aren't tax-free, but understanding how the rules work can help you plan smarter withdrawals and avoid surprises. A tax professional or financial advisor can walk you through the specific situation. So just keep more of what you've worked so hard to save. And just one more quick thing, that if you die with an annuity in place, then your successors, your heirs, will pay the same sort of taxes that you would have. It's not like free, like life insurance. And if you have any questions, give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
No, I've never asked you this, Don, but it's just for a hypothetical situation, and you get a big, you hit the Powerball or something.
Right.
And you get several million dollars.
Uh-huh.
How would you take it? Would you take it one lump sum? Or
It depends upon the amount and how old I am when I get it. Okay. You know, I mean, you're going to be guaranteed a certain amount. I mean, most people say, well, I'll just take, what do they say? They'll take the annuity. No, that they'll take the lump sum and pay all the taxes up front.
Yeah.
That's a big, big tax hit right up front.
Sure.
But if you annuitize it, it's possible that it'll keep you in a lower tax bracket and that you're guaranteed income for life. I mean, and think about this. You can get, if you have that kind of guaranteed income coming in, you can get a loan anywhere and you can probably get a pretty low interest loan. So, some people may opt, if they sit down with their certified financial planner pro, a little plug, some people may opt to take the annuitized payout, pay less in taxes, and then borrow the money to use, and then just use that annuity to pay off the loan. So there are a lot of strategies.
A lot of ways to do it, then.
It can get complicated, but I think most people want the money now. They want it done. They want it paid taxes and everything, but you are going to pay it perhaps more in taxes.
Well, you've given me a lot to think about today, and I think I'm probably going to not sleep very well till I get this all figured out.
Till you get this figured out?
Yeah.
Well, we can talk, and what I'll do is I'll just drone on. And I'll record it in like a podcast, and I'll just drone on, and you can just fall asleep to my lulling voice.
And on the other hand, the chances of me ever coming into a lot of money, or anybody in this room, are fairly small.
But you play. I mean, when you've talked about over the years, when it gets up to $10 billion, you'll sink $2 in there.
I bought a ticket the other day. My wife lost it. It could have been worth, I don't know, something.
That could be $1 billion ticket right there.
It's gone.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Wasted my money. Mm. Today is National Daughter's Day.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll post
celebrate
one of my daughters.
And cherish our daughters who bring so much love into our lives. Although we don't really need a reason to celebrate our children, it's nice to be given the opportunity to pay our daughters some extra attention and show them how much they are loved.
Yeah.
And you've got two daughters, right?
I've got two lovely daughters.
I have one. And I've got four granddaughters, but that's not their day, so they don't get any attention today.
Well, it's their day with
their
mom.
It's their day with their mom, with their parents.
Yeah, that's right. But not for me. I'm the granddad. Okay.
It's every woman in the world's day today.
Why?
Because they're all daughters. Mm-hmm. I would assume, unless immaculate conceptions or something.
You know, that's a profound statement there. All women are daughters.
They, yes. Okay.
Very good.
Wichita's McAfee Pool is now listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
The pool was built in 1969 and was the first in Kansas designed for African-American children to practice lap swimming. In 2021, the pool was renamed for the architect and Wichita resident Charles McAfee. The city of Wichita received a grant from the African-American Cultural Heritage Action Fund in 2023 to upgrade the pool, and to create a plan to help preserve it. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you guys. We've got a beautiful start here to a Thursday morning. And finally, I mean, this is like the first time maybe all summer or early fall now that we haven't had rain in the forecast. And this is a pattern that's probably going to hold for at least another 11 days or so. We're going to have sunshine and fairly quiet weather, just minor fluctuations in our temperatures between now and the end of next week. As I see it right now, our next chance for rain would come with a cold front. They potentially could reach us in our first weekend of October, so that's a little ways off. But in the short term, it looks like we'll get to 80 today with plenty of sunshine and very light winds throughout the day. We'll have a clear sky tonight with a low of 56, sunny and 82 on the way for tomorrow. And the weekend forecast is warm, but not really anything out of the ordinary. It's not warm enough to set any record high temperatures, but we should see low to mid 80s coming up both days over the weekend. And whether you're taking in a college football game this weekend or some high school games tomorrow night, the weather should be nice and quiet. Did want to give you a quick update on what's happening just off the East Coast, because we've got a tropical storm, Umberto, that's likely going to be drifting toward the United States, and then what will likely become Imelda, which is just north of the Dominican Republic. That potentially will be in the Bahamas this weekend and might be an impact on the East Coast for next week. So after all of this talk of, you know, fairly quiet weather for the East Coast with respect to hurricanes, well, now all of a sudden, they're on the lookout. Things are getting a little unsettling there. Right now in Wichita, we got a clear sky in 59. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Now, are those tropical storms now, or are they hurricanes?
So Umberto is still a tropical storm, and then Imelda, it hasn't officially been named yet, but it probably will get a name tomorrow or Saturday. And both of them are likely to become hurricanes here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
In the next 4 to 5 days.
What do you have to? What do they have to do to become a hurricane? Wind speed, I'm sure, is one of them, right?
Yeah, wind speed, and then 74 miles an hour is the threshold between tropical storm and hurricane. And typically what we're looking for is the water temperature needs to be above 80 degrees. That's pretty easy to achieve. That's the fuel for the storm. And then, you know, how are the winds behaving higher up in the atmosphere? Because if it's, believe it or not, if it's too windy higher up, it tears the storm apart. So you need calm winds aloft and a lot of warm ocean water. And I think both of those storms are going to be in a favorable environment to get stronger.
All right. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate the information. Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.